Track 10 final news stories. 93% of Devon parents get their top school choice. More than 9 out of 10 families receive their first preference secondary school placement for September, new figures suggest. Devon County Council says 93.7% of families who applied for a secondary school place in September have been offered their first preference, compared with 93.5% last year. In all, 98.4% of families will get one of their three preferences. This year, over 7,000 allocations were made for a place at a mainstream secondary school. Parents have been notified of their places, and the council's admissions team is available to deal with inquiries. Devon's Cabinet Member for Schools, Councillor Julian Brazil, said, "Devon has always done well to meet people's school preferences, and this year is no exception."
More than £17,000 has been raised for Rowcroft Hospice by a Newton Abbott-based house builder. Baker Estates handed over the cash following a year-long programme of community and fundraising activities held to mark the company's 10th anniversary in 2025. The company had set out to raise £10,000 but went above and beyond its target. Throughout the anniversary year, the Baker Estates team, local residents, charities, partners and supporters took part in a wide range of initiatives designed to support the vital work of Rowcroft Hospice. Activities included community events, a workplace bake-off and charity running challenges. One of the standout highlights of the fundraising programme was the Baker Estates Anniversary Golf Day. Adding a memorable and entertaining twist to the event, a top Donald Trump impersonator hosted the charity auction, helping drive bids and boost donations. Mark Hawkins, Chief Executive Officer of Rowcroft Hospice, added, "What an amazing effort, and our thanks go to everyone who helped with this incredible fundraising challenge. Support from local businesses like Baker Estates makes a huge difference to the patients and families we care for. Their year-long commitment and the fantastic total raised will help us continue providing compassionate end-of-life care to people across South Devon. We're incredibly grateful to everyone involved for their generosity and support." Graham Hutton, Deputy Managing Director of Baker Estates, said, "Reaching our 10th anniversary was a milestone we wanted to celebrate in a meaningful way. Rowcroft does incredible work for individuals and families across our region, and we are immensely proud to have raised over £17,000 to support their vital services."
MP visits the eyes and ears along our coast. Local MP Martin Wrigley has paid tribute to the vital work of the National Coast Watch Institution while visiting volunteers at the Tynemouth Coast Watch Station, acknowledging their dedication and critical role in maritime safety. The visit, at the invitation of station manager James Campbell, saw Martin tour the lookout at Eastcliff. During the visit, Martin presented a long service certificate to David Careswell, watchkeeper and rota manager, marking his 10 years of continuous volunteering. NCI is one of the voluntary organisations that form the backbone of the search and rescue community around our coast, in conjunction with the RNLI and Coast Guard teams, said Martin. "They are truly the eyes and ears along the coast. I was delighted to visit and to applaud the team's work."
Celebrating 10 years of hitting the right notes, a women's choir based in Ipplepen celebrates its 10th anniversary this month. Unity in Sound Community Choir will perform at Kevick's Ariel, the theatre in Totnes, on Friday, March the 27th at 7:30 p.m, with doors opening at 6:45. All profits from the event will be split between Rowcroft Hospice and Devon Air Ambulance. A non-audition women's choir, Unity in Sound, boasts around 50 members with a mix of ages, life stages and backgrounds. Led by its musical director, Leah Sanders, with a little help from Dad, Andy, the choir performs regularly in and around Newton Abbot, including sets at Ipple Tipple and Abfest. Tickets are available via TicketSource, and refreshments will be on sale, and there will be a raffle.
Hennig Community Primary School was able to unveil and officially reopen its newly renovated Neton last week. The Neton, a traditional cob and thatch building, now proudly houses the school's new table tennis table. And to celebrate the event, there was even a table tennis championship for pupils. The Neton's reinvention was possible thanks to the very generous donation from Hennig Parish Council, said the school's PTFA secretary, Alison Wanacott. It was a very positive day for all of us and a great way to thank all in the community who have helped. The school was also unveiled the exciting plans for a new garden and play area and launched a community crowdfunding page. And there are some photographs here of the children taking part in their table tennis tournament in the new building.
Walkers reminded to stay away from seawall. Engineers repairing the seawall footpath at Dawlish have urged people to avoid the area while work is completed. Gates were put up recently to prevent walkers using the footpath for safety reasons. Warning signs put up previously had been ignored, so the gates were installed. However, walkers have now been climbing over these gates to get along the path. Network Rail says it now moved the closure of the old seawall slightly back towards Dawlish from the Langston Red Rock end. This means anyone on the beach at that point can get back up to the footpath. At the Dawlish end, the footpath remains closed at Coast Guards, where the old seawall meets the new. A spokesman for Network Rail said, "Unfortunately, we're still receiving reports of people climbing over the gates. Please don't attempt to do this. The path is closed to keep everyone safe while we carry out repairs. The work is underway to repair damage caused by recent storms. Contractors have also cleared debris from under the colonnade viaduct, which had been ripped up during the storm." The spokesman explained, "Our work is going to take a number of weeks, so the footpath is unlikely to reopen by the Easter holiday." Work in Tynmouth at Spray Point is expected to be opened soon and was kept closed for a few more days than had been anticipated to keep walkers and machinery separate. The work has been needed to repair damage from two storms in February. Damage was caused to the older part of Dawlish seawall.